With all the headline-grabbing news in Iraq, not to mention the rest of the Mideast, you may have missed the news that Turkey has a new president, its first-ever president elected directly by the people. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who was Turkey's prime minister for a dozen years, was elected to the job over the weekend. With 52% of the vote, Erdogan handily beat his nearest opponent. That means, though, we think nearly half of Turkey is not happy with the result. We've got Dalia Murtada with us from Istanbul. What happened this weekend? What's the significance of these elections?
They're actually very important. Basically, what's happening in Turkey is that the prime minister is slowly going to start taking a back seat, and the president is going to be the most powerful position in power in Turkey. And that hasn't been the case before. On top of that, it was the first time that people directly elected the president. Before, the president used to be chosen by the parliament after the parliament was chosen in elections, which will happen in about a year. But this time, you know, they're choosing the president directly, and that is the leader that the people have chosen.
So can Erdogan call this a mandate? What was turnout like?
So turnout was lower than usual. So Turkey has compulsory voting, meaning that people have to come and vote. It's required by law. But it was about 70%. Just to compare it to the most recent election in March, which were the local elections, it was about 89% then. And it's relatively low for Turkish turnout. So can he call it a mandate? I'm sure he certainly will. But his opposition might not necessarily feel that way.
So what's in it for Erdogan? I mean, he was the prime minister before being elected president this weekend. Why did he want to become president?
Well, he wanted to become president. Basically, one of the biggest constitutional reforms that he's had during his prime ministership that he hasn't been able to pass is to change Turkey's system to look more like what we have in the United States, where the president is the executive power. He's able to pass laws. He's, you know, in charge of the government overall. He's the guy who makes the decisions. And so for him to have gotten elected directly by the people sort of is saying, we want this. We want Erdogan to be this.
We saw this in Russia, where Putin changed the governing system so that the president, not the prime minister, calls the shots. Is this going to give Erdogan more power? Can he play more freely at the executive in a way that he couldn't as prime minister?
That's actually what I've been calling it. I've been saying that he's pulling a Putin, basically. And if he succeeds, then he will be able to. If he succeeds in passing this constitutional reform, which he has the majority, his party has the majority in parliament, that could be the case. Then, yeah, it is going to look like that, it seems.
So a very challenging time in the whole region there. What is Erdogan's vision for how he wants to handle some big issues? Like, where does he stand on Gaza, for example, and the fighting between Israel and Hamas right now?
Erdogan has not hidden his position in any way, shape, or form. I think one of the biggest reasons he was elected by the people that chose him was the fact that he is very aggressive in his stance, you know, in favor of Gaza, against Israel's policies on Gaza and against the offensive in Gaza. He's been very strong in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood that was elected in Egypt, that was ousted last year. And he's also been a staunch supporter of rebels in Syria and against, you know, the leader there, Bashar al-Assad. So he has been very clear about his foreign policy. How that'll play out actually in reality, we're watching it unfold right now. We have Iraq and Syria are in absolute turmoil to Turkey south. Egypt is not exactly Turkey's friend right now. And in terms of Israel and Gaza, the relationship is pretty cold there.
Reporter Dalia Murtada in Turkey. Thank you.
Thank you.